All right, another edition of Losers of the Nerds to Prove a Show, the first one of the new year, episode 81. This is awesome. We have three states, three cities, of course, Peabody, Mass, and me on Channel 2, of course, with, of course, Latrina C. And what are you, Johnston, Creston, Rhode Island?
Yeah, Johnston.
Johnston, Rhode Island, of course, right outside of Providence, right outside of Atlanta, ATL, is Mr. Johnny Richmond and Vinny Bucci and Jerry Truman. How you doing, guys?
We're doing well.
We're doing very well, Derek.
We're minus Jerry Truman.
I'm sorry?
We're minus Jerry Truman.
Yes, Jerry Truman. Why?
Well, I didn't know that I was supposed to bring him, but I'll remember next time.
Jerry Truman impression. Truman impression, I'm telling you.
I've been friends with him long enough. I can get the voice down.
Yes, that's scary enough. Okay, if I come down there next month, okay, you're gonna do it in person. Okay, all right. So we're gonna stop. There's no theme song today, so we start a show. So we have some great things happening, and we have two big famous people on the show. Us four, you know. You know, this is like a movie. We have three guys and a little lady, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember the movie Three Guys, Baby, Three Guys, and a Little?
I do not remember. But you know, I haven't watched a lot of movies.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's a little joke. Way over everybody's head. Okay. All right. We have great people on the show. We have Chevy Tavares on the show. We have Meredith Bell. We're on Family Ties. All right. So we're going to go with Latrina C., who's in Johnston, Rhode Island, with what's going on with the first segment and the first. Well, what's going on?
We're gonna have Leticia the rapper from Providence, Rhode Island. Yes. She's brought down playing, you know, one minute song. Yep. And followed by Peabody's mayor. We talked with other young Derek Shapiro about safety schools on the aftermath of Sandy Hook Elementary in Newton, Connecticut. Derek Shapiro
here at the home of Leticia the Rapper here in Providence, Rhode Island. Everybody who's watching across the land, over Atlanta or Boston or Florida, California, Leticia the Rapper. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Yes. Tell me about your music, of course. You've been rapping since you were 17.
Rapping since I was 17. One day, home alone, and my grandma wasn't there. I had nothing to do, so I had a notepad and a pen. And I was listening to my iPod, and I was listening to 2 Chainz, by the way. And I just wrote a rap, and since I like rapping.
So, what inspired you to rap?
Listening to other rappers rap.
Local ones?
No,
I'm saying local rappers here in Providence?
Well, some in Prov, and even the ones that are out there famous.
Who are some of the local rappers that you like here in Providence?
I know a kid named Premier.
Okay.
He raps. I know a couple people, but like don't know them.
What about rappers in the game today, like known rappers? Who do you look up to for that?
What do you say?
Who do you look up to for known rappers today?
I just like their swag.
Yeah.
And their music is just
like who?
I like it.
Like who you said? 2 Chainz? 2 Chainz. Oh, 2 Chainz, that's right. And who else?
Fabulous. Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Nicki Minaj.
Trina.
Yeah, if I interviewed Trina, actually.
I like female rappers because I'm a female, so.
So what do you rap about, mainly?
Life, fun things, vacation.
So what's the fun thing that you like to rap about?
Smoking,
okay.
Laughing.
Now, what's smoking?
Being happy.
What's fun about smoking?
Just get high.
Get high, okay. Now, tell me, of course, you also rap about different life experiences. What are some of the life experiences that you're rapping about?
Like 2 years ago, well, it's going to be 2 years, I lost my 17-year-old sister. She got shot.
Okay.
And I experienced that, and
you saw it happen?
No, but, you know, I was my sister.
Sure.
And you know, I lost somebody. I lost somebody in a crime scene.
How
is that, how is rapping and music a healing process for losing a sister?
It's a big healing process. I just think it would be better if I, like, go to a studio. I could go to a studio and rap and let it all out. I just walk around the house and rap, and ain't nobody hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean? I want my music to get out there if I had them type of connections.
So your first time rapping at PVD Social Club last month in December. Tell me, how was that experience?
The performance at the Social Club last month was a big experience. My first time, I was nervous. I was shaking, very nervous. Heart was beating fast. Like, when I watched, like, BET, like, 106 and Park, when they perform, like, actual singers and rappers perform, that inspires me.
Do you want to spit something today over here?
Not really.
Okay. Do you like to spit other people's tunes, like Nicki Minaj's tunes?
Yeah.
Okay, can you spit some from Nicki Minaj?
I don't know none by heart. if
you can flow something today, okay, like if you can flow something with like about your today's experience today that's going on right now. Just give us a little flavor.
Trying to think. Well, I got a little trial for a song.
Okay.
Drake made Marvin's Room.
Oh, yeah, try it.
I made one for my sister. I'll do the rapping part.
Okay.
Alright. I think I'm addicted to the violence and the moment of silence that we never had. I don't think no one wants to fight, so I just call it a night before it all goes bad. But shit, it's all good. We threw a party, yeah, we threw a party. Nobody was coming, yeah, we threw a party. Nobody was coming, so I was just leaving. Don't fuck with me, there ain't shit to believe in. I need you right now, are you down to listen to me? Too many haters are hating on me. Bitch ass niggas should all be ashamed. People that know them should know all their names. Laugh at the haters, cause I'm in the game. Having a good time, can't wait for the fame.
Awesome. And where can people find your information if you want to get in contact with you?
How would they get in contact with me?
Yeah, like any information that you want to give to the fans out there who's watching you today?
Well, I don't even really know.
Okay. All right. Well, and now, are you a mother at all, too?
A mother?
Yes.
No.
What would you want to teach your future children about your music today?
Well, to be honest, I wouldn't let my kids listen to my music.
Really? How come?
Because it's false language.
Okay.
And the things I say wouldn't be something you would want your child to listen to.
Okay, that's good. That's admirable. Would you, if you had a clean version of the song, could you do that?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Also, too, what other genres of music do you like? Do you like rock?
No.
You want
hip-hop,
rock?
Rap,
country?
R&B.
Do you think that if you get asked by, like, a rock artist to, you know, like how Linkin Park did with Jay-Z, I think that would be...
Well, yeah, I would do a song with a rock artist.
Or
a country artist.
That'd be cool.
But my main ones I want to work with is Nicki Minaj and 2 Chainz.
Awesome.
And, like, singers like Keisha Cole, Beyonce.
Let me ask you one last question. What do you think about the feud on American Idol with Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
Nicki.
Oh, okay. Nicki Minaj's side. Okay, well, I do thank you very much, Leticia, the rapper, of course. Thank you very much.
Bye. While everybody's watching me, none of these bitches out here are boxing me. I don't care because I'm smoking that toxic, you see, smoking that exotic, sipping that hypnotic. Everybody's looking funny like a book of comics. Never had to tell you twice, I'm on the street making that dough rolling dice. I got short hair, but I ain't got no lice, like sugar and spice. I do what I do for my own type of life. I don't care what you say, cause I'm a girl with no wife. I do niggas, I do everything I do, and I fucking pull triggers. I do what I wanna. Best believe I'm gonna get high smoking that ganja. And...
Derek Shapiro here with the mayor of Peabody, Massachusetts, Mayor Ted Betancourt. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, to the DSS TV station, Derek Shapiro Show. Of course, you had a vigil tonight for the shooting in, of course, Newtown, Connecticut. What does this mean to you tonight for doing this?
Well, I like many people, have been trying to make sense of what happened, and it's, I've come to the realization there is no sense to it. It's a senseless act, and, you know, I think a lot of people are struggling as to what to do and how to show support, and I wanted to have a candlelight vigil for people to come together, the community, and just to be as one, grieve together, talk about what happened, say some prayer, hear some songs, and I think that was important for our community to heal, because everybody's been affected.
Exactly. How has Peabody been affected from this tragedy, for you personally or in the school system?
Well, I have three young daughters, and like all parents, right away you think about your own family and your children, and it's painful, and then you think about what it does to families and to those that lost young ones. And it's devastating, and and I wanted to show my support and to let the people in Newtown know that the city and the nation are behind them, and that's why I thought this candlelight vigil was an appropriate thing to do for our community.
Sure. And how are you making the schools safer here in Peabody and everywhere from the elementary to the high school?
Yeah. Well, right now in the short term, we put police officers at every school just to provide some level of comfort for people as we got back to school. We were at the high school this morning. We were doing some assessment of some things we can do better there. We're going to the middle school tomorrow.
Where my daughter goes, actually.
Yeah, excellent. We got some work to do there, but we're really doing assessment of every school, making security cameras, locks, better security.
Sure.
And those are things we're going to be looking at very seriously at every school, and we'll do what it takes.
So do you think there needs to be metal detectors?
That's something we're discussing. I think it's too early to say right now, but that is something we are discussing.
And if you do metal detectors, when will that be in effect?
That's something, if we decide that's the right path to go, we're going to want to have that in place as soon as possible.
So by the beginning of January 2013 or February?
Quite possibly. I mean, still, we're still trying to come to grips with everything. We've been meeting with the police, some of our emergency response teams, and we'll be making those decisions, but it's something we want to implement quickly.
What about the security cameras? Do you have some in place already?
Yes, we do. We do have security cameras at the high school and the middle school, and we do have a security monitor system in each elementary school. We've got to make sure that those are up to date and have, are working properly and functioning to all degree, and that's what we're doing now, those assessments.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ted Betancourt, Mayor here in Peabody, Massachusetts. Thank you very much
and
for
happy holidays, Debbie.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Oh, we're here. Louis on the Derek Shapiro Show. DerekShapiroShow.com, episode 81. You know what that means, guys?
This is number 81.
Yes. But you know what that means?
No, I do not.
Yeah, a lot of episodes, but... Okay, Vinny, do you know what that means, Vinny?
You still have a job?
Well, true. That means 19 more episodes to the biggest 100th episode ever.
Wow.
Exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope to be part of that one.
I'm sorry?
I said I hope to be a part of that one.
Yes, I'm going to get a lot of people, part of that one. 19 more episodes to go, All right. So, that was good, we had Latrina introducing Leticia the rapper, that was cool, huh?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Latrina, what's going on with the music?
The music? Oh, well, we have our number 5 song for the months of November and December 2012, which is Mariah Carey featuring Rick Ross and Meek Mill, Triumphant.
Yes.
We're also announcing Ace of Spades and Beretta Broke.
Yes.
Interview with Derek Shapiro. Followed by their shout out for the Derek Shapiro Show, then Beretta Broke song Calm. Followed by Girlie, Disco in My Draws, which is
awesome. Vinny!
Yo!
Is it true that you have disco in your drawers?
Is it true that what?
Is it true that you have disco in your drawers?
Disco in my drawers?
Well, that's the song we'll be playing, so is it true?
I believe so.
After that song, I had Disco My Joys. Is it true with you, John?
No, I'm impartial.
There was a girl, a lady on this. I do not want to hear this kind of thing.
Well, oh, sure. I'm playing Danny Lemming, I'm telling you. I'm playing Danny Lemming, I forgot, see? All right, let's go to the sandwich, John, before I get more, I don't know, before I put more sugar in my mouth, you know?
Right. Turn up.
I got him. I swear this word to my father. And the only way to make it to the top if you go and get it from the bottom. And I ain't never asked for no handouts. You won't carry me no Mariah. These haters love when I was dead broke, but they mad at me. I'm on fire and I'm gon' burn. And they ain't gon' learn. I remember they said that it ain't my turn, but I ain't confirmed. Then the tables turned. Just look at me now. Try to hold me down. But I ain't gon' stop, cause I'm gon' climb to the mountain top. To the mountain top. Now let go.
Shows flashing cameras as I pose. Throwing big money as she dances on the dances on the lime green Lamborghini dances in the road. License still suspended, no, I never stop for toes. Born slick talker, twice a week shopper. Blow a 100 racks, she don't know a Foot Locker. Red bottom boss house, biggest Baltimore. With a blonde bombshell trying to bond with your boy. In a James Bond Beamer, chrome wheel, two seater. Smoking like Pimp C, spoken like a trill. On a cloudy day, baby, I can make it rain. Rubber band, 50 grand, bet it brighten up your day. Came from humble beginnings, then was Hummers and Benzes. Now it's hundreds of millions, this is only the beginning. A dawn, a diva, the bomb, achiever, the one, believer, the game gets deeper.
Take time.
All right, here on DSS TV station, I'm Derek Shapiro. We have two special guests here, and I'm here at Staunton, Massachusetts, with Aces and Beretta. Let's say hello to Aces. How you doing, Aces?
What's up?
And how you doing tonight?
I'm doing very good, to be honest with you.
Yes, and how you doing, Beretta?
I'm always doing good, man. You know, always a pleasure to be here with you, Derek.
Yeah, thank
Absolutely.
You very much. This is the first sit-down interview because clearly we're sitting down, of course, you know. And me and Ace have something in common tonight. We're both drinking water. Look at that.
Oh, cheers. I got lemon. Cheers.
Yeah,
cheers to
that. Mm. Cold drink of water.
Salute.
So tell me, what makes your music different? Point blank. That's the first question I'm going to ask you.
Okay. Well, I have a very soft voice, and not to mention, I kind of come at this, I'm a white brother rap. I'm local. So right there kind of tells you, bam, I already got a signature voice.
You said you're local?
Yeah.
Local to what?
Local to Rhode Island, local to Boston. I just like to spread out, you know what I mean? I get more networking.
Actually, you just lie, but you're not local.
Mm-hmm.
You've been on my show many times. It's worldwide. You're worldwide.
Okay, well, I am worldwide. How about that? That's what I like to hear.
You are worldwide.
All right, so Beretta, what makes you different?
What makes my music unique from people, from everyone, other artists? I have to say, like, probably my life experience, you know what I mean? Like, just like I tell Ace, Ace will hit me up. She'll be like, oh, let's write, let's sit right here and write. But I can't do that. I'm a studio writer. I only write when I'm in the studio. Because I've already sat there and tried to write. That's how people progress and, like, become better. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you got to write more. You got to sit here. But me, as long as I keep on living my life and I keep on progressing my style, I keep on progressing off my living experience. That's what makes me different from everybody else. I don't have to sit there and think about what I'm going to write. As soon as I hear the beat, the lyrics already come to me.
So really?
It's always unique.
Really?
But the name is different. I hear the beat, the music is already there.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
When people hit me up, they're like, oh, I want to do a feature with you, Brett. I'm like, that's great. We do a feature. They're like, I want the song to be about this. I'm like, I can't do that. I'll listen to the beat, whatever comes to me, I'm going to put it on there. If it happens to be what your song's about, you know, touche, but I promise you'll like it.
All right.
It's so unique, you know?
Absolutely.
So, of course, you're great friends.
Mm-hmm.
You work together a lot.
Absolutely.
How long have you both been working together?
Honestly,
not that long.
We haven't even been working with each other that long.
Mm-hmm.
I met her on her birthday. It's probably like
yeah,
May. Birthday.
May.
This past May.
This past May.
Okay, so how'd you guys meet?
This is how we met. I was over my friend Angie's house. I already met her roommate. Her old roommate was close by. And I was over my friend Angie's house, and she had come through with some people that we worked with. And she's just sitting there, and she's like, who raps? I rap. She's telling everybody. She's like, you guys want to hear me rap? She starts spitting. And my friends are like, oh, yeah, my boy Beretta raps. I'm like, nah, I don't rap because I'm not a rapper. I'm an artist. So she's like, oh, do you rap? She starts rapping. And I'm listening to her. I'm like, yo, she got something very unique with her. That's when I started conversating with her. I'm like, yo, I really do want to be like, I showed up to my work. She showed me what she's been working on. And I'm like, she said she's only been doing it for a year. I'm like, for
you only did it for a year?
For a year.
Only for a year.
And look at all the
things. So what do you do before? Music.
Before music, I mean, I can't really say I had a hobby, you know what I mean? Before music, I was working, going to school, and then one day I'm like, you know what? I got a program right here, I'm going to learn it, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to succeed. And about 6 months later, everybody heard me, and I'm like, wow. Then I meet him, and he's like, wow. So I'm the first lady of 2-4 Entertainment, Big Game.
All right. So, what got you into music? Like, how did you know, if you never did music and I've been doing it for a year?
I used to be a singer. Actually, I used to be a singer. I used to compete, and then I started to joke around rapping with my friends, and then from there, I was like, wow, I kind of sound pretty good. I like this stuff, you know what I mean?
So, do you like singing better, or do you like rapping better?
I'm working on both right now. Both. I'm working back into
singing. Her singing is very good. She needs to get into it singing.
Because, of course, I always say to people, singing has a way more long shelf life than a rapper.
Yep,
okay?
Exactly.
But of course, if you had to be a rapper or MC today, you gotta have other professions in the music business, like a producer or whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know. But now let me ask you, who are your influences in the music game today that shapes your music today?
The music game today, I mean, to be honest with you, a lot of my influences came from the past. You know what I mean? When
sure.
I was singing, I can say Pink was honestly a huge influence came out.
Oh,
and she came as
Pink.
One person, you know what I mean? Of course she's gorgeous, of course she's hot, but now she does her own thing, she took it over, and that's about it. But honestly, I go back to, like, my first album I ever bought was Biggie.
Biggie, okay.
All right, my first album was Biggie, and I love Lauryn Hill, but I can't deny, I love my Nicki, my Ross.
Of course you're connected to Lauryn Hill, because me and Tanili, we got a soundbite with Lauryn Hill, and she gave a shout-out to the Derek Shapiro Show a few weeks
ago. Absolutely.
So that is awesome.
She is phenomenal.
She is phenomenal.
One of my top favorite albums of all time.
What is?
The Miseducation.
Okay.
Top you can't five. Beat her. You cannot beat her.
No, you cannot.
If I hear it, I stop what I'm doing. Just for the
Lauryn Hill is so down to earth, I'm telling you. So who are some of your influences already?
Like, my influences has to be like, it's all older people. Like, people expect me to have rap influences, but it's not even like that. My influences is the Beatles.
The Beatles?
Bob Marley.
Really?
I love the Beatles. I love Jimi Hendrix. I'm trying to learn how to play the guitar right now.
Okay.
Jimi Hendrix.
I'll ask you a question. You said the Beatles.
Yeah.
Which Come Together song do you like the best?
What's my favorite Beatles song?
No, I'm saying, do you know the song Come Together?
Yeah.
Right now, over me. Okay.
Oh.
Now, there's three versions. Did you know this?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, by the Beatles, of course. You know by the second one?
I did not know about the
second one. Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
And third one is Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. I'd have to give it to the Beatles.
Okay.
Honestly, I have heard the Aerosmith. You're right. I have heard it. But when I heard it, I was like, it's not the Beatles.
Yeah.
And I probably, if I heard the Michael Jackson one, I would like it. You know, I love Michael Jackson, but
yep.
It's not the Beatles.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not the Beatles, but I gotta say, I love Aerosmith.
Yes.
I grew up with that. Oh, I love
exactly.
it.
Like, I don't
and Jackson, I mean, how can you... Come on, it's Michael
exactly.
Jackson.
Well, of course, Michael Jackson bought all the Beatles rights, you know?
Yep.
So let me ask you a question, guys. So, what is your latest project? Are you going to be on an album together?
We're working together. Yeah, we're working together.
Well, the project we're working on right now, we're actually working on our mixtape.
Your mixtape.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, working on the first mixtape right
yep.
now. We're probably going to put a few things together.
Absolutely.
I already have a few mixtapes out already. I'm working on my
a few?
Third. Yeah. I have the release form. That's on mixtapefactory.com.
Mm-hmm.
I have the cleanup project, which is a 2-point statement project.
Mm-hmm.
That one's on mixtapefactory.com also. I have The Standing Point, which is my last mixtape I dropped last year, which is on hotnewhiphop.com.
Okay.
So that's, what, three already, four, and, well, that's three. And I've done features. I'm also on a mixtape, well, an album by an artist from D.C. His name is H.B. The Vet.
Really?
It was actually distributed by Island Def Jam. And he sent him a whole bunch of songs, and a song I actually did with him called Heartache was actually put on it, so I'm on iTunes on that sense. Not off me, but just being talented and doing music. So
really? Awesome.
Yeah, I've done a few features. I've done another feature with an artist called Def Jetson. I worked with a whole bunch of producers from New York to Maryland to from Boston to down south. Like, just expanding, networking, you know?
Awesome.
And it's all like, you know, I respect producers, I pay for their beats, but I respect the producers who listen to my talent and they're like, you know what, Beretta, I like you, hit the beat because I want to hear you over.
Sure, and again, of course, we're watching Talking with Derek, the EFS TV station, with Aces and Beretta tonight. And of course, tell me, any new songs that you want us to play in the show? Do you know, or by the time the show comes out, of course we're recording this in November, but this is out in January. Do you have any idea what song that you want me to play in tonight's episode? Or should we just surprise them when this comes out?
I mean, to be honest with you, my mixtape is going to be a little phenomenal. And
sure.
I'm trying to keep it undercover until I go there.
Sure.
You know how it is.
Sure.
But I mean, I'm going to touch up on shows here and there, give them a little taste, but it ain't going to be nothing like my mixtape.
Sure.
Like, I'm working on my new mixtape now. I already did my first song on it, first single, which is called Calm Down.
Yeah.
Sure. You've heard it. I've done it at a 2-year showcase. So I'm recording it now, so I'm going to send it so you can put it on the show.
And of course, you're my new movie that comes out in January, February, the Case of the Radio Show host. So, of course, you branch into acting, too, of course?
Absolutely. We'll do anything.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
90% of everything is confidence.
So, you know, Derek, we appreciate you and everything
yes.
you do. You know, we've done plenty of shows on the show.
Yes.
Phenomenal host. Phenomenal.
Derek and
thank
honey,
you.
Everything showcases we've met
yes.
extraordinary people. Like, the past couple of months we've met you, like, it's all connected. Like, the whole entire Brick Gang,
yeah, and definitely.
Entertainment, you know, it all comes together. Let me to you, let me to Honey and everyone.
Absolutely.
You know, it's all been branching out.
Yes.
Am I the Don, everyone.
Exactly.
So shout out to Am I the Don and everyone. Shout out to Honey. No, shout out to my brother, Grayson Capo.
Shout out to everyone that's been a part of this.
Exactly.
Shout out to Derek for putting this all together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
thank you.
I do my music. I do my music because I love it. Everyone a part of Great Games, I love it.
And you dipped out for a while, right? And who brought you back? Who brought you back?
He brought me back for a tour. So now I'm working on my new mixtape. The name isn't final yet, but I got the first song down. I got another one down. The single's gonna be released real soon. We're working on a video for it. Now we're working a lot with Honey. She set me up for the photo shoot and all that stuff like that. So, and I'm gonna be in a video for Magic.
Oh yes, Magic. That's right. That's gonna be awesome. All right, so
my acting career right there.
Exactly. So video and movie. Look at that. So tell me, let's close it out. Where can people find your information?
My information, you can find me on Facebook. At Beretta Broke. It's Beretta BERETTA Broke is BROKE. You can follow me on YouTube. On YouTube, Soup Entertainment, and my videos there. Or just search or Google Beretta Broke. I have a Twitter account at Beretta Broke 24. So follow me there and just share support. I love the music, you know. I appreciate everybody listening to my music. I'm always going to be like that. If I become how small I am today and how big I am, my head will never get as big as this. I promise you. To all my fans who want to appreciate my music, I do it till
exactly.
this day.
Exactly.
I go from 100 fans to a million fans. I appreciate every last one of them.
Yes. Where people can find your information?
You find me on Facebook. I got a like page, Ace. Look it up. Absolutely. And I got a Twitter, Ace of Spades. But you got to put a zero where there's, you know what I mean, the of. You got to put a Z at the end of that Spades. Because you know what? Ace would be nothing without her Spades. They call me Ace, but Ace would be nothing without her Spades.
Yeah, and I'm cool. Like, I want to shout out to my brother, Issue Capper, because a lot of our music is being able to do it together. He's kept me in it. I keep him in it. We balance each other out. It's my yin yang. I love him to death, you know? So Ace already knows.
Yeah,
I met him. Down-to-earth brother. You know, Derek, you're going to meet him. He's going to come do some shows with us.
Awesome.
He's been keeping on base with us. It's a very talented man. Issue Capper.
Very talented.
Charlie Black coming out soon by him. We got other mixtapes working on group stuff. Even look out, my brother's so talented. He does rap music. He loves rap music. You know what his favorite type of music? Techno.
Techno.
I love that.
He's doing an EP right now. And then he's going to do a double mixtape. One of them's going to be all rap, and the other one's going to be R&B. And his R&B mixtape is going to be called 07 AM. So, trust me, it's all coming out nice. He's been working hard.
Yeah.
We've just been, you know, just waiting until he hit the line. Like, we're a little bit more than underground right now, but it starts off small. You know, we want the same in Brick Gang, we out here, you know.
Absolutely.
Awesome. And of course, people can find your archives performances on the DSS TV station, on the DerekShapiroShow.com, and on the 80s, 90s, 2000s, today, TV, of course.
Okay.
But thank you very much for being with me. And of course, with every interview I do with a woman, of course, I gotta kiss your hand live. Look at this.
Look at that.
Look at that. Oh, let me see the other hand. Both hands together. Look at that.
But you know what? I gotta give a quick shout out to some people, alright?
Yes.
This is my favorite rapper right here. I am not lying. Like, I swear to God, this is hands down my favorite rapper. But I gotta give a shout out to the person who created me, who gave me the name, who did everything. That's Dome. He's about a team winning, and to this day we're so cool, and he's gonna be successful. He's where it's coming, yeah.
Very
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much again, and for me on talking with Derek on DSS.
Thank
TV
you, Derek.
Station.
Yeah, well, there you are.
The gang.
Yo, you gonna give me my glasses?
You seem to know who I am. Well, anyways, what? I'm Aces, alright?
Beretta Broke, you already know.
Brigang.
All day, every day.
Super Bowl Entertainment. Let me tell you something, we gotta give you a shout. Do you know who we're giving a shout to?
Who we're giving a shout to? I think I have a good idea.
Oh, the Derek Shapiro Show.
Derek Shapiro Show. Derek Shapiro.
All day, every day.
My boy. Follow him, check him out, he's on Twitter, everything, man. Derek Shapiro Show all day, shout out.
He's where it's
my
at.
My main man, yo.
He is where it's at.
All day, looking up, good person, good vibe, all day.
Good luck to Derek, man.
We see you, Derek, because you saw us first.
He believed in us.
Even with his own blood, turn around and blame him. Leader of the brain, getting proud of my folks. Live through their music, it just sounds like a joke. So we flip like this. Halfway on the road, sitting on the roof with my tears playing dominoes. Two joints closed and I face all my eyes. As long as we chillin', leave it drumming in the past. Everything has to bring it, so don't force me to blast. I wanna live fun, cause I don't know how long it's gonna last.
Beretta Broke, and then there's 2-4 at the end of that. And then just Google Beretta, or Facebook this Beretta Broke, you'll find her. Just Google Beretta Broke, it'll pop up.
Awesome. Get out Google Beretta me. Again one more time. Thank you very much. All right, for our last ad, as we may have one more time for, of course, after M.I. the Don, we do have Heather. of course, close out the evening after M. Night at Dawn, of course, okay? We're going to 12:40, okay? So,
Yeah, this bitch got some nerve. 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 Yeah, this bitch. I like boys. Roller skates, candy bars, high times perk me up. Disco in my drawers. Disco in my drawers. Disco in my drawers. Pump that bass, turn it up now. Do me. Do me. Gorgeous, gorgeous. I'm looking fucking gorgeous. Manny petty stilettos. This beaky keeps me on my toes. Shades on, I'm on the road. Shiny disco ball. Shiny disco ball. I love the shiny disco ball. I wanna get down, my party people get down. I wanna get down, my party people get down. Get down, my party people get down. I wanna get down. Your dirty secrets. When you're alone, send me dirty pics. You're my free bitch. Bang bang, come and eat this. I'm Novocaine. Novocaine. Dance now, I wanna fucking dance now. Manny petty stilettos. This beaky keeps me on my toes. Shades on, I'm on the road. Shiny disco ball. Shiny disco ball. I love the shiny disco ball. I wanna get down, my party people get down. I wanna get down, my party people get down. Get down, my party people get down. I wanna get down, get down. I like disco, I love the disco. I like disco, I love the disco. I like disco, I love the disco. I like disco, I love the disco.
Fantastic.
Yes. Episode 81. If you turn around, that'll be episode 18, which means in Jewish, or in Hebrew, to life. Hi.
Wow.
Amazing. I'm $4 tonight, right, guys?
Yeah.
Right.
But is it useful knowledge, or is it knowledge to go to the city dump?
I'll keep my comment to myself.
I don't know.
Vinny, what do you think, Vinny?
I'd have an answer if I can hear what you're saying.
Hey, Vinny, just tell me this one, okay? When you're on my show, do you think about the regular guys?
When I'm on my show, do I think about the regular guys?
When you're on my show.
Huh?
When you're on his
show. When you're on my show, do you think about being with the regular guys or no?
I don't think about it. I just chilling out.
Wait, Like, Vinny, do you ever dream and talking to sleep with, like, regular guys? Just call the names, you know?
Yeah, I've thought about it.
Like, what are the names of the regular guys show? Eric Von Hassler?
Eric Von Hassler, yeah.
Hassler, yeah. He's Jewish, right?
No, Larry Wax is Jewish. Eric Von Hassler is German. Eric is German.
Your twin, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Larry is the one that's Jewish. Eric is the German. Eric is German.
Oh, yes. All right. So, Latrina and Johnston, Rhode Island, what's going on next?
We left off with...
With Girly.
Oh, yes. Girly. That's right. And then, that was number 4 for the month of November, December of 2012.
Yes.
Carmen is number 3 for the month of November, December.
Yep.
And then we have Tavares song, More Than a Woman.
Yes. And then after that?
It's going to be Tavares on American Bandstand with Dick Clark, followed by his interview with Shelby Tavares in Providence, Rhode Island.
I did it back in November at the Providence Place Mall, yep.
Yep. And then his shout out to his song Jealousy.
That's right. His song Jealousy. And then we'll come back over here. Actually, you know what? We'll just go right into the other song too after that, right?
Sounds great.
With T.I., right?
Yep, Love This Life. T.I. Love This Life.
All right, we'll come back after that, and then we'll go with the other famous person, all right? And then we'll come back, okay?
All right.
Sounds good.
Actually, you know what? This show will take a little bit longer. Do me a favor. Eliminate the Tavares More Than a Woman. No. Play a little snippet. Play 1 minute of that, John, okay?
Okay.
1 minute of the song. Don't play the whole song. Maybe get a little flavor, okay?
Okay.
Okay, my request was Derek Shapiro. Who's your favorite? The Derek Shapiro Show, episode 81.
Woo-hoo.
All right.
Forget them. See, a lot of things changed since then. Don't they know that I came from Nebraska? Am I gonna quit? Nice of you to ask, but mama told me go and chase what you asked her. I'm on track, so I'm gonna rap faster. I'ma break it down for you and get a little deeper. Slaying on the brain under like a grim reaper. Running at the mama day up, I got a fever. Hi, konnichiwa. Are you a believer? Fever.
bitch, you gon' know me like you ain't never known me before. I'ma bring it, bring it. I'ma give it, give it. You gon' love me like you ain't loved nobody before.
Stand, speak. Butch, introduce me to your brothers, please.
Okay, that's my brother Butch.
Yes, sir.
Brother Chubby.
That always slays me. A skinny guy like that. Was he a chubby kid?
Yeah, he was very chubby. He was about 11 pounds when he was a baby.
And it sucked. And next?
That's Brother Tiny.
Yep.
Ralph.
And Butch. What is your real name? You know, all these years we've talked, and has anybody ever asked you that in public?
Yeah, they ask me all the time. My real name's Arthur.
Arthur?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Arthur. Why don't you use Art?
I like Pooch.
How'd you get these odd names?
They got a sucker. I'm the only one who's got the same name. I mean, the same name, man. Ralph.
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 That's the same name.
Now, this is very... we were talking over there what a, you know, nice-looking group this is and how, you know, smooth and all of that. Oh, where's my picture? Oh, son of a gun. Is it on an easel? Whip that camera 3 over there, and guys, get out of the way there for a second and look at, what is this anyway? Somebody brought this over.
You'll have to excuse my voice.
I forgot. You sounded good on the song. What, you lose it on the song after all of that? Chubby, what is this?
This is a group of Tavares when they were very, very small. We worked for the Boys Club in Fox Point, Providence, Rhode Island.
Now, wait a minute. Do you carry this around with you?
You got a big wallet.
I'm a sentimental guy. I like looking
at it. It's in the suitcase at all times?
Yeah, all the time. I take it on the road with me.
How many Tavareses are there, brothers and sisters?
Total 10. Seven boys and 3 girls.
Do the ladies sing professionally?
Semi-professionally. They sing in the showers, right? They left them singing for all the brothers.
How do you manage to keep this family affair going? I mean, you know and love each other very much, but living together, working together, that's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough, especially when you have to live with Butch next door with the music blasting all the time, you know?
You don't all live together, do you?
No.
Everybody lives close except for Chubby. Chubby lives in Fort Lauderdale.
In Fort Lauderdale, Florida?
Yes, sir.
You don't like the rest of this?
I like the warm weather.
Hey, I hope your throat gets better. Happy 1984. Tavares, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Derek Shapiro on the streets of Providence with the one and only Chubby Tavares from Tavares. How you doing, Mr. Chubby Tavares?
I'm good. How you doing?
Great. Back here, exclusive interview. We're talking with Derek. And, of course, you grew up here on the streets of Providence, of course, Fox Point.
Yes, I did. I was born and raised in Fox Point.
Tell me that experience.
Oh, well, it was a great experience, you know, being born and raised in Providence. But I have a lot of friends here, a lot of friends. This is my home, you know. My career is a lot of people say we were from Massachusetts. but we're not from Massachusetts. Some of my brothers were born in Massachusetts, some were born in Rhode Island.
So half the group, Tavares, of course, is from Massachusetts,
right.
From Rhode Island, but all of you got raised in Fox Point, though, huh?
Yeah, well, Fox Point. I mean, that's our dad was from Rhode Island, our mother was from Massachusetts.
Now, your dad was an entertainer. Tell me about your dad.
My dad was a great musician. He went under the name, stage name, Flash Vieira.
Flash?
Vieira.
Vieira.
Yeah. And, hi, I'm Chubby Tavares, and join me on the Derek Shapiro Show.
I'm going to sing a couple of songs off my new CD called Jealousy, because jealousy comes in all forms, okay? Doesn't have to only be what you, your woman, your man's man. I'm serious. There is all kind of jealousy. It comes in business. It comes in pleasure. It comes in hot blood. Hi, Cynthia. See, I got a smile, baby. And I thank you, Mrs. Lopez. Please give her a nice round of applause.
By myself, or is there someone else where I should be? Ambivalence has robbed me of my sleep, but I intend to keep my integrity. Hanging around while you're out on the town, sleeping by yourself. Girl, is there someone else where I should be? Still, I wish you would try.
You know.
Kavali dress and high heels and drop tops on hot wheels. We live how we wanna live, cause we got meals. Them other niggas barely buy a hot meal. In VIP, them bottle poppin', do it B.I.G. Come get with T.I.P., be ballin' till you D.I.E. Invisible set bracelets, see clearly. Take away your stress, mean that sincerely. Problem solved, never mind that. Girlfriend, see your bag, be like, where you find that? Plus, what the fuck's a prenup? You ain't gotta sign that. You let up, take half, I'ma make it right back. I'm a motherfuckin' hustler, to the hard wuster. Since of leaving me and be back fuckin' with them busters. Bentley for your birthday, Goya purse. They deal with them stacks, know you gotta love, yeah.
You love, bitch, you know you love this life. Don't nobody do you like me. You know, you love, bitch, you know you love this life. Don't nobody do you like me. You know,
man, no respect on a big jet with a big dick and a
a big check. I pop big shit, good as it get. You leave me, where else you think you can get this? Yeah, you can get another guy to beat that pussy for you. Them niggas cowards though, and now I take a bullet for you. Mansions, jewelry, all I need's for you and me to have some understanding. Have a couple candid conversations, your frustrations I take in consideration. I'm rough around the edges, though bad with me and be patient. And you're sadly mistaken if you think I'm in the chasing. My heart is RSVP, I've extended an invitation. And don't go wasting your time with what they saying online. Your position's divine, don't believe, look around. I got a strong mind and a kind heart with a soft kiss, but I you love know, hard.
You love, bitch, you know you love this life. Don't nobody do you like me. You know, you love, bitch, you know you love this life. Don't nobody do you like me. You know. Don't you love this life like I love you? Anything you could ask, do it for you. Drop jacks, Birkin bags, Louboutin heels. Summer homes in Miami, Hollywood Hills. Vacationing in Monaco, Ibiza. On the French Riviera with our feet up. A lifestyle so rare, you know you ain't going nowhere. You know.
Johnston, how you doing, Latrina?
Great, and you?
Great, and of course we're doing Johnny and Atlanta and Vinny.
Doing good.
Doing fantastic,
doing good,
man.
Especially since we're nearing the end.
Yes, well, before we get to the end, I have a surprise for you, okay? Before we play the other star, you know, Meredith Baxter, and you know, well, actually, well, she was supposed to announce that, but you can announce it after. But I have a surprise for you guys, okay? Because you all did a wonderful job, and my movie coming out next month, I'm going to play a trailer, a new trailer that just came out the other day, okay? With Vinny at the end of it, okay? And Rich Productions in the trailer, okay? And Latrina in the trailer. And the new song I wrote, a feature on myself, Derek Shapiro, I don't sing, I just talk in it. It's called Call Me the Phone, okay?
Okay,
so
right.
Here it is, and then we'll come back. Announce the last segment, of course, and the last song of the night. Okay, after we play the song, and we play the trailer for the movie. Okay.
All right.
Absolutely.
Just call me.
You have your Amnesia movie coming up.
I'm going on your Ivory show.
Not Jimmy Cap.
It's a baby crying. Or a husband nagging.
Are you busy?
How are you, Jimmy? Huh? I'm good.
How's your dream?
Radio host Danny Libby has amnesia.
What?
And foolishness. It makes me sick when I think of it, but I am right here.
Damn, you're a has-been. You should just retire.
Derek Shapiro's much better than you.
Just call me. Just call me.
Penny for your thought.
Time is money.
Just call me. When you need me, you call me. The first thing that you say to me is, what are you doing? It's always something, never how you been. It's a baby crying or a husband nagging.
Are you busy?
And do you think you can lend some money? I don't get paid till next week.
Mama.
And foolishness.
makes me sick when I think of it, but I am right here always. Shoes off and then get my glove on. I'm calling, damn, I can't sit down. But hello, anyway.
Hey, Rolo, you're not busy, are you?
I'm about to take a shower.
Well, I need you to look up a phone number for me.
Why didn't you take it with you?
I need you to look up Essence's and J Rhythm's phone number.
I thought you had it.
I lost it. I thought I had it with me over here, but I don't. And by the way, are we meeting for dinner tonight?
You call me whether I'm busy. You call me whether I want to sleep. You call me whether I'm aggravated. You call me if I just wait to sleep.
You'll tell me all these stupid things. Do I really have to hear it all? Let me tell you that you are so vulnerable to chaos. Why don't you learn how to walk away? Cause it's your own fault, baby. It's boring to hear the same. It makes me sick just to hear the ring. Hello, it's you. Just again. Grow up and forget it.
Don't let it be you, but I am right here. You call me whether I'm busy. You call me whether I want to sleep. You call me whether I'm aggravated. You call me if I just wait to sleep.
You call.
All right, here we go.
All right. Well, of course, we did the trailer, of course. So, guys, how did you like the trailer, John and Vinny? Because I know you couldn't hear it from your end, Latina. So how did you like it, Vinny?
I enjoyed the trailer, and I love the fact that I had that little cameo. I love how I'm at the very end of it, and that's like the last thing people hear is me screaming into a cell phone saying, "Time is money."
I love it. Can you hear us again right now? Time is money.
Okay. Time is money.
And John, you're right there in the other room when he did that. You know, and John, how do you feel like that?
Well, I feel good.
You know, I think they should add Rich Productions now as the Atlantis Wars, you know? Like, you'll see him different attractions in movies now, you know? Ready?
Yeah.
See? Yeah. All right. What? So, Latrina, you're going to be a star, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you are a star because, you know what? You guys were shown... My friend that I'm making Georgia, they're shown on DSS TV station, the Morning Rose show. They played the trailer and they played the video of Rola and me and Kwame. So you guys were shown in Macon, Georgia today too. Did you know that?
Well, that's awesome.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, the last segment of the day, of course, and the number one song.
Last segment of the day, of course, is Meredith's Bachelor interview, followed by our number one song for November,
December
2012, which is Bari, the logo.
Well, that's it for tonight. After that, I want to thank everybody. I'm going to sign off now. So after Bari, you can sign off, John, right?
All right.
And thank you very much, Latrina. Until next month, right?
Till next
Can't
month.
Wait.
Yes, thank you very much, Vinny Bucci. Tell them that you're going to say hello, right?
Absolutely, man. And you know, I've been thinking, if this movie takes off and gets really, really well, I could very well make "Time is Money" my new catchphrase.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Would that be like a copyright issue? Would it be okay for me to use as a catchphrase?
I forget what you said. Get it? I told you, Olivia, you.
No, I was just saying, like, with the way if I use that as a catchphrase, would I be in some kind of copyright dispute with the people that make the movie?
Yes.
Like, would I get sued if I use "time is money" as like a catchphrase?
Oh no, don't worry. I'll take care of all the legal fees. Don't worry.
All right, that's cool. All right, thanks, Derek.
Okay, take it easy, thank you very much. And here's the last segment and the last song.
All right.
Yes.
Do you like doing comedy better or drama better? What's easier for you?
Comedy or drama? I love comedy. I really do. It's.
Is that drama or comedy?
That's drama. This is comedy. You know, I like a job. Yeah. This is a pitch for a job. I think drama's hard. And comedy's hard. It's all hard.
That's why you don't want to piss me off. I make a hit every time, goddammit. 2, 3!
I am international.